Someone who has a big bum and has no energy, is just flat drained, has nothing against someone who, for example, has flat bum, but they know how to dress that flat bum and they have lots of energy, they are shining, they are like the sun. This person is going to be 100 times more magnetic than someone with a huge, massive ass. Hello everyone and welcome to Love Tune, your space for healing, inspiration and growth. My name is Ani Manukyan and today we will be talking about this important topic of how to shift your habit of comparison and this toxic loop of always focusing on what it is that you don't have and always comparing it to perhaps someone who has it, whether it be appearance-wise or if it's a material thing that you don't have or someone else has. Let's talk about how we can break this toxic cycle and habit for good. Comparing yourself to others is a form of habit, and usually it goes something like this. You see someone that has something that you don't have and your focus goes there and that makes you feel bad about yourself. What we want to do is shift this habit from and your focus, most importantly, from what you don't have to what you do have and focusing on what you do have and appreciating what you do have now. So let me give an example. I know this lady who has very thin hair, and that was one of her things that made her feel, I guess, not the best about herself. And if she were to compare her hair to someone else who had very lush, long, thick hair, then that would make her feel bad about herself. But what she did instead was to focus on everything else that she did actually have. For example, she had her long legs and other sides to her that was a plus. So she didn't downgrade all of her appearance and how she saw herself based on one thing that she would wish to change about herself. And what she did instead was to actually learn everything she could about how to make her hair look the best that it can with what she has. This thin hair that most people would say is a curse or it just doesn't work and it doesn't look nice no matter what you do. Based on what she did, her hair started to look amazing. She learned all the best styling tips and all the best styles that she could have for her hair. She started doing amazing updos, using accessories for her hair to make it look really nice and elegant. And this made her hair, if we're putting in points to her hair, this made her hair go from, let's say, a 5 to a 10 because she really mastered the art of putting her hair up in a nice way that suited her, making herself look her best and then feel her best. Not only focus on what it is that she doesn't have, but turning it around and making her whatever she considered was a minus into a plus for her, which is her thin hair becoming looking its best in terms of her taking care of it quality-wise as it can and learning how to make it look its best by different updos. And this applies to everything and all areas of your life. If there is something that you feel that you are lacking in any way, shape or form, it's really doesn't serve you to compare yourself to anyone else because you don't really know what it is that they are lacking and what they are going through. And I know this is something that we already know, but it's a habit that we need to slowly shift our focus, bringing it back from focusing on other people. Look, this person has, for example, thick hair, if we go back to that example, and I don't have it. Shifting that focus from other people to yourself, empowering yourself with shifting your focus from lack mentality of I don't have this, poor me, into let me do the best with what I have, whether it be thin hair, whether it be lack of resources, whether it be the place that you live in sucks, or whether it be the country that you live in is not the best place, or anything else in terms of situation that you are in, or if you don't have the person that you love, the person that you love the most that you have lost, your grandmother that you don't have, that has passed, and then you look at other people who have a grandmother and you feel bad. It can be really any example. And what we want to do is shift that focus from what we don't have. And again, people are, of course, in different stages of life. And it's also unfair to compare yourself to where they are at, because you don't know if they are on step 1 or 300, and you have your own story, they have their own story, it has nothing to do with you. Your task in this lifetime is to focus on you, you becoming your best, you feeling your best, focusing on what it is that you have, and appreciating what you do have, whether it be people, or in terms of your appearance, doing the best with what nature has given you in terms of empowering your health and feeling your best and looking your best. So the first step is really to notice and acknowledge whenever your focus drifts from you to other people, because we want to shift this habit. So if we go unconsciously and just go about your day randomly, you're going to compare yourself left and right. And if you don't catch yourself in that moment, it's just going to continue and go in a spiral. But if you catch yourself next time and you say no and bring your focus back to yourself, what it is that I have, what it is that I can appreciate in this moment, then this will help you to grow so much more in terms of where you are at. A lot of time what we compare is our appearance to other people, our physique, for example. And it's not a secret that for the last 10 plus years, it is a trend to have a big bum. And what if I am born with a pancake bum? Does it mean that I am in some way, shape, or form not beautiful enough or not attractive enough? If I would start comparing myself to other people, everyone with big bums, then I would feel bad about myself and continue this cycle. Or what you could do is to take yourself out of this whole following trend and appealing to what other people consider to be beautiful or not, and focusing on what it is that you think is beautiful and what it is that you do have that is beautiful, and making your pancake bum look its best that it can with the outfits that you choose, with the workouts that you do, and being at your top health well-being, because that is the key. Someone who has a big bum and has no energy, is just flat drained, has nothing against someone who, for example, has flat bum, but they know how to dress that flat bum and they have lots of energy, they are shining, they are like the sun. This person is going to be 100 times more magnetic than someone with a huge, massive ass. So it all comes down to choices, it all comes down to perspective, it all comes down to you knowing yourself at the core, you not degrading your value based on trends, and you realizing that 20 plus years ago, if someone said that someone has a big bum, that was really not a compliment, and it was not a compliment to have a big bum. It was not the thing to have. So if you are born in the different century where the trend is not following your beauty, does it mean that you're gonna neglect your beauty and to fit in? No. What it means is that you have to make the best with what you have, turn whatever you consider to be a minus into a plus, into an art piece, with loving yourself, appreciating every cell of your being for being healthy, most importantly. I go back to that because, I mean, what do you have if you don't have health? Even if you have the perfect standard body according to society and beauty. So really focusing on you feeling your best in this body, no matter how it looks like. Doing your best to make it look its best as well. Doesn't mean that you're going to say, okay, whatever I have is whatever I have. But just like I mentioned with the lady with thin hair, you learn all the tools, all the ways to make it look its best that it can with what you have. And appreciating plus, making your pluses bigger. Highlighting your pluses, knowing what your pluses are. For example, do you have a small waist? Highlight your small waist. Do you have beautiful legs? Highlight your beautiful legs. Do you have beautiful wrists? Highlight your beautiful wrists with nice jewelry. Do you have a nice neck? Long neck? Highlight your neck. And this is also something that we go in depth in the program Blossom and Bloom, where we start to learn where we start to love all parts of ourselves by actually learning what our pluses are, plus sides are, what our most attractive sides are, and making them into a 10, and making our, I don't like to call our minuses, but making the sides of ourselves that we feel need some more work into a 10 by mastering that aspect of yourself, whether it be physical. Again, we compare ourselves physically because it's just this 3D realm, I guess. We look, we see, we compare. But this is also the habit that's toxic that we want to shift. And again, going back to every time that you notice this habit creeping in of seeing what you don't have in another person, you say stop and you shift that focus back to yourself and appreciating what it is that you do have in that moment and focusing on what yourself and not on the other person. And even appreciating the other person who shows you what they have and appreciating their beauty because they are inspiring you as well. And again, they might not have what it is that you have, which is in most cases true because we're all so different and unique and mixed, and the game is not about focusing on other people, but it is focusing on yourself, learning more about yourself, who you are at your core, your most beautiful sides inside and out, making them shine through. And this is where self-love comes from. This is where every quirks, every thing, every aspect that even society says is not beautiful will become beautiful because you said so. And it's not only about women. I mean, men go through the same things and the same stuff when it comes to comparison. For example, it is considered not to be attractive for a man to be short in the society. And what am I going to do if I'm born short? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to think that you're not attractive and that's it? There's not much you can do about it, but really, you are a man. You have arms, you have hands, that is very attractive, and you can work on your masculinity that is magnetic and that is part of having this confidence of it's not about your height or anything else, but it's about you owning your energy and knowing that when you enter the room or when you meet someone, like, hello, I have arrived. But basically, it's about how you carry yourself and what energy you carry as you walk by, or as, yeah, it's about what energy you carry and represent. And even, for example, if you are a short man, you can focus on highlighting all the best sides and pluses that you do have and making the best that you can with your height when it comes to the outfit choices that you do, to not make yourself look even more shorter, and focus on your physique in terms of not gaining weight, because, for example, that makes you actually look shorter, and little details like that. So no matter what we focus on, what I bring up in terms of appearance, there is always something that you can do to make it look it best, and not sabotaging yourself and focusing on taking on this victim mentality of, all right, then, you know, I am not attractive enough, or I am not this enough, or I don't have this enough to be my best, look my best, feel my best. And of course, we want to look into the root belief of why we don't feel enough as we are, as you are, why you don't feel enough no matter how you look like. Because the root belief of not feeling enough, not good enough, not feeling or not believing that you can ever be perfect enough or good enough or lovable enough, at the root will always linger in there, in your beliefs. So what we want to do is also look into the root belief and the root cause of why you don't feel good enough as you are, no matter long, short, flat, pumped up, you know. So it's very important to also do the inner work and look internally. Why do I never feel good enough, no matter how I look like? And what will change if you change? Like, nothing, unless you really work on that core belief of you being lovable as you are and you being enough where you are in life, then it will just be an upward spiral and struggle of always comparing yourself, of looks, of where you are. There is always going to be someone ahead of you. There is always going to be someone who looks better than you. So again, going back to shifting that focus from other people to yourself, because this is only when you can shift the script. People will start to reflect differently when you shift your beliefs of how you see yourself, of you start to finally appreciate yourself, where you are, how you look like, who you are at your core, and then everything changes. If you want to do the one-on-one coaching with me, and this is something that we go into depth of working to clear all these limiting beliefs of self-image and reprogramming yourself, I have spots open for that at this point in time. Also, the first step that you can do right now as you're listening to my voice is to decide that you're gonna forgive yourself for not being perfect enough, because you will never be perfect enough based on society's standards, based on your parents' standards, based on your own unachievable standards. So just take a deep breath, let it all go, accept where you are, accept what you have, and make the best out of it and love it into healing. Love where you are until you heal where you are, until you heal that feature or aspect into love, into acceptance and appreciation. And only then will you realize that it really doesn't matter how other people look like, what they have, what they don't have. It's really all the same. It's just different masks. And this is why you feel at peace with some people and not with others. You feel at peace with people who have made peace with themselves. And you don't feel so much at peace with people who haven't made peace with themselves, who haven't accepted and loved parts of themselves fully, and who always project onto you or feel uncomfortable around you. So also notice that. And also notice that about yourself, what it is that you are projecting, what it is that is yours, and what that you need to work on as well. I hope this session has brought you into this space of self-acceptance and realizing that no matter how people look like, no matter how this world looks like or what people have or don't have, everyone has their own stuff that they need to deal with and work through. And what you need to do is to focus on you, where you are at, and make the best with what you have and where you are at, physically and in every way. I love you. Thank you for listening until the end. I'm sending you so much love, and please share it with anyone who you think might benefit. Please support this channel, and I will see you in the next episode.